Thank you, Chairman Whitfield, Ranking Member Rush, and other members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to testify on the Renewable Fuels Program today. The RFS program began in 2006 under the Energy Policy Act of 2005. The statutory requirements for the RFS program were then modified by the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007, or ESA. ESA established new volume standards for renewable fuel, reaching a total of 36 billion gallons by 2022, including 21 billion gallons of advanced biofuels. The revised requirements also included new greenhouse gas emission thresholds and a number of other provisions. After extensive notice and comment process, EPA finalized regulations to implement ESA requirements, which went into effect on July 1, 2010. ESA requires EPA to publish annual standards for total, advanced, biomass-based diesel and cellulosic renewable fuels. These standards apply to obligated parties, typically refiners and fuel importers. The statute directs EPA to determine the projected volume of cellulosic biofuel production for the following year. And if that number is less than the statutory volume, EPA must lower the standard accordingly. Congress also provided EPA the discretion to lower the advanced biofuel and total renewable mandate up to that same amount. Before proposing annual volume standards, EPA conducts a thorough review of the cellulosic industry to determine the total production capacity. We consult with the USDA, the Energy Information Administration, and the Department of Energy. We propose the annual standards through a transparent process, allowing for public review and comment. We proposed the 2013 RFS standards in February 2013, and we're proposing to maintain the statutory level for total renewable fuel of 16.55 billion gallons. We had a public hearing on this rule on March 8, 2013, and we're currently in the midst of reviewing the public comments, which were extensive, to prepare the final rule. Congress also tasked EPA with evaluating and qualifying new biofuels for use in the RFS program. We've already approved a significant list of advanced and cellulosic biofuels and pathways. We have a number of additional evaluations underway for new ones. EPA continues to expand the number of approved pathways, including the recent finalization of a rule that includes certain renewable fuels from camelina oils, ethanol from energy cane, and renewable gasoline from various feedstocks. In addition, just a few weeks ago, we proposed a rule that included additional new advanced biofuels, which included cellulosic fuels from landfill biogas and advanced biobutanol from corn. EPA is working with stakeholders to improve the implementation of this program. Compliance under the RFS program is demonstrated through the use of renewable identification numbers. These document the production and distribution of renewable fuel. Obligated parties supported the use of this approach to provide them added flexibility in meeting the RFS standards. This past February, we proposed to establish voluntary quality assurance programs for verifying the validity of these RINs. This voluntary program was proposed after receiving extensive input from oil and renewable fuels industries with the goal of improving the liquidity of this marketplace and allowing renewable fuel producers to sell their RINs. Again, we're in the process of reviewing public comments on this proposal and hope to finalize it by the end of this year. Although both ethanol and non-ethanol biofuels can be used to meet the RFS, ethanol has and will likely continue to be the predominant renewable fuel in the market for the foreseeable future. As the statutory volume requirements of the RFS program increase, it becomes more likely that the volume of ethanol projected to meet those requirements will exceed the volume that can be consumed in the common blend of 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline, referred to as E10. Additional volume of ethanol would then need to be used at higher blend levels, such as E15 or E85, or significant volumes of non-ethanol would be needed to meet the targets. As a result, to the extent that ethanol is likely to be used to meet RFS volume requirements, the volume of ethanol that can be legally and practically consumed is a limiting factor in meeting the statutory volumes. This is commonly known as the blend wall. For 2013, we expect compliance with the RFS standard through the use of RINs generated in 2013, as well as carryover RINs that were generated in 2012 by overcompliance with the standards. However, in 2014, the situation could be different. First, the advanced biofuel and total renewable fuel requirements rise substantially under the law to 3.75 billion gallons and 18.15 billion gallons, respectively. While non-ethanol biofuels are anticipated to continue to grow, an estimated 16 billion gallons or more of ethanol might still be needed to comply with the 2014 statutory target. Second, the number of carryover RINs from 2013 will also be a critical factor to consider. We'll continue to look at the potential impacts of this blend wall over the near and longer term. We're currently reviewing comments submitted in response to the agency's proposed rulemaking for the 2013 RFS volume standards and are carefully considering this input. EPA will also engage with stakeholders on this issue as we move to propose the RFS volume requirements for 2014. We're continuing to work with our partners, our stakeholders, and the public to implement this program as directed by the Congress. EPA will also further evaluate and consider whether any further action under the authorities established by Congress is appropriate to help ensure an orderly implementation of this program. Thank you for this opportunity to be here today.